Aircheckdownloads.com. Weather on Swansea Sound.
With MPN UPVC windows, doors and conservatories. Up to 25% off spring sale. Check out MPNwindows.com.
Oh, thank you very much, lovely Emma. And thank you, lovely Leighton. So try with some spells of sunshine today. It's looking gorgeous outside at the moment, isn't it? Feeling a little bit chilly, though, in that wind. Try for this evening. Highs of 10 Celsius and lows tonight, 4 Celsius. Next high tide is going to be this evening at 9:40 and the three-day outlook. Try for Wednesday. Showers late Thursday, early Friday. It's going to be chilly and breezy as well. And thanks to Jonathan Powell for the latest.
Sean Tilley, playing the greatest hits of all time.
1170, that's lovely to be with you on this Tuesday afternoon. I've got some Sam Cooke from the 60s, although a song that was reissued during the 1980s coming up soon. After this, we're going to get our disco pants on for Chaka Khan and I'm Every Woman on Drive Time here at Swansea Sound. Swansea Sound. On a Tuesday afternoon, I was just thinking, you know that song was originally out in the 60s. It was a hit single all over again during the 1980s. All because a guy took off his trousers, his 501s as they were, and flashed his boxer shorts. These days, do that sort of thing, and you get yourself locked up. You know what I'm saying? Sam Cooke. And what a wonderful world. It's 11 minutes past two. She's been away from the charts for absolutely ages. And they came bouncing back in the early 80s with this Gibb Brothers song. It's Barbara Streisand's Woman in Love at Swansea Sound.
Life is a moment in space.
52 years old, that record. This coming September, it still stands the test of time. In fact, it's amazing. Still sounds amazing on the radio. It's the Kinks. And you really got me at Swansea Sound with the greatest hits of all time. 2:24 now on this Tuesday afternoon. In fact, you know, when you consider that Ray and Dave Davis and the rest of the band put that together when they were like in their late teens, around about the, in fact, they wouldn't have even been in their 20s. Astonishing, really. The Animals, Eric Burdon, what a voice. It's just a teenager. Same with Stevie Winwood, Spencer Davis Group, and also Steve Marriott. They were just teenagers, and they weren't just having hits in this country, but they were sort of taking over the world as well, particularly in America. And I mentioned that it's coming up for 52 years old, that record, this coming September. Are you somebody who was born in September, by any chance? I only ask this because I was born in September. Paddy McGuinness is to become a dad again. I love Paddy, you know, take me out on the TV and everything else. He is expecting another child. He's already got 2-year-old twins with his wife, and they're expecting in September. The only thing with that is, right, this takes me back to when I went to school. Anybody that was good with maths, particularly teachers, rather embarrassingly, would look at you, knowing your birthday was in September, and sort of with a wink in their eye, would say, I know what your parents got up to that particular Christmas then. Fred Handar, good afternoon. This is Swansea Sound playing the greatest hits of all time. It's coming around to 2:30 on this Tuesday afternoon with the guy they used to call back in the 80s. They might still do, actually, because he still does lots of gigs. George Baird Benson. And I could never understand why, you know, people used to call him that. And I used to say, what's wrong with him? I think he's rather good. That used to be my nickname at school as well, Baird. But for completely different reasons, that's for sure. This is Adele. And When We Were Young, playing next here at Swansea Sound. Oh, she got a crack invoice, hasn't she? Adele and When We Were Young. She is a superstar. I mean, the biggest music star on the planet at the moment. But the best thing of all about her is you just get the impression that, you know, when she's like having a bit of downtime or whatever, she'd whiz over to the Muni with you, no problem, for a couple of pints and have a kebab afterwards, like, you know. Absolutely wonderful track. What a voice. I mean, it's just belting, isn't it? Play some George Benson, one of the great soul voices a little while ago. Another one of the great soul voices soon. Luther Vandross backing David Bowie, but on which song?
The greatest hits of all time.
You can find out in a couple of minutes.
1170 Swansea Sound.
Swansea Quality Sound with the greatest hits of all time. It's 13 minutes to 3, and it's the Knack My Sharona. I remember going out and buying that. I don't know, it was either 65p or 75 pence, which was the cost of a new single in those days, as you may well recall. And I got it from John Menzies on Oxford Street. It's really weird, actually, because I was walking past there the other day. Of course, it's long gone now, John Menzies. I'm not entirely sure what shop is there now, but the layout is exactly the same. So I'm walking past there, and I always look in because I've got so many memories of not only buying records there, but also used to get sweeties from there and all that sort of stuff. But just at the, do you remember where the stairs were in John Menzies? As I say, they're still in the same place in the shop that whatever it happens to be now. And as you walk downstairs back in the day, they used to have the top 20 chart above you. Oh, I can't tell you. You know, just walking in there with whatever money you've saved up, thinking, what single am I going to buy? It was so exciting in those days. I remember that top 20 chart above the staircase when the Sex Pistols' Jubilee Time were at number 2 on the chart. And they didn't have it there. They wouldn't state it.
Monday, Monday.
That's a lovely song. It's Billy Joel and Just the Way You Are from Swansea Sound, the greatest hits of all time. Barry White also did a wonderful version of that during the 1970s. And if you love the 70s, 10 o'clock this coming Saturday night, I'll have another 70s heaven for you exclusively at Swansea Sound.
I'll say goodbye, love.
Listen to those harmonies. Wonderful. They say you can only get those harmonies when it's siblings singing. You know, the Bee Gees would sort of spell out that argument as well. Although, I've got 5 kids. You ever hear them singing together? You'd never believe it. Richard and Karen the Carpenters and Goodbye to Love. They get their voice from me, don't worry. Something else that will get you in the mood for 70s Saturday is coming Saturday night at 10 o'clock here at Swansea Sound. Don't forget, it's 80s heaven for 4 hours between 6 and 10 every Saturday night. And talking of the 80s, that's the only clue you're going to get from me. It will be an 80s year coming up soon on the 3 at 3.
Greatest hits of
all time. It's your news headlines next.
1170 Swansea Sound.
And Morgan Freeman's received one of the top honours in film, this year's Chaplin Award. The actor was joined by former co-stars Robert De Niro and Helen Mirren to pick up the prize, first given to Charlie Chaplin in New York. And Freeman, who won an Oscar for his role in Million Dollar Baby, says the last 50 years have been a great ride.
I'm from a small town in a small state, and when you start thinking about where you came from and looking back, the first thing that comes to mind is the word luck.
There's more sport and showbiz online at swanseysound.co.uk. That's the latest. I'm Emma Grant.
Have you seen that show on TV? Lookalikes. Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it's just brilliant. It's kind of like done in the way that The Office was done and Extras and all that sort of thing. It's about this lookalike agency. And the guy who narrates it is not a lookalike. He's a soundalike, and he does Morgan Freeman. And he couldn't look any different, Morgan Freeman, but he's got the voice absolutely amazing, right? So promise me you're going to watch this show later on this week. Yeah, get it on the catch-up or whatever. Find this show. It is the best vocal impersonation you'll ever hear in your life.
Weather on Swansea Sound.
With MPN, UPVC, windows, doors and conservatories. Buy now, pay next year. For a free quotation, visit the showroom opposite the Liberty Stadium.
You just remembered you have seen the show.
I have seen the show and it's amazing. I love David and Victoria Beckham.
Oh, the guy has David Brent's amazing, isn't he? He's got it right there.
Yeah, just looks like him as well.
It's just incredible. I love that show. If you haven't seen it, go on, I promise you, you'll get it, you'll watch it, and you'll want to watch it every week. It's just wonderful. Thank you, Em. So drive some sunshine this afternoon. Well, I mean, that's an understatement, really. It's looking lovely outside at the moment. A little bit chilly, mind you. Dry for this evening. Highs of 10, lows tonight at 4. Next high tide in the bay is going to be this evening at 9:40. Dry for Wednesday. Showers late Thursday, early Friday. Chilly and breezy. And thanks to Jonathan Powell for that.
Sean Tilley, playing the greatest hits of all time.
1170 Swansea Sound.
So then, here it comes. It's 3-3 for a Tuesday afternoon. Right, you see, Leicester City, I know it's like a swear word as far as the Swans is concerned, isn't it, after last weekend. You think they're on the verge of winning the Premier League. In this particular year, it was Everton who were league champions. And in the chart, Wax and Michael Jackson.
Your word is mine. Who's that? Sean Tilly, playing the greatest hits of all time on Swansea Sound.
From Houndar, this is Swansea Sound playing the greatest hits of all time. And for about 15 minutes or so, following the news at 3 o'clock every afternoon, they all come from one particular year. But which year? This is the question. It's 12 minutes past 3 right now from the year's biggest selling album, Who's Bad? It was Michael Jackson, followed by Graham Gordon of 10cc and former solo star Andrew Gold. Together, they were Wax, Building a Bridge to Your Heart. Terry Waite, the special envoy of the Archbishop of Canterbury, went missing in the Lebanon during this particular year. And also, British Airways was privatised and listed on the London Stock Exchange. I've just realised, actually, I was doing programmes on this radio station during this particular year. I mean, we're talking a long time ago. I've even found one of my old jingles.
Sean Tilly, playing your favourites.
Yeah, we had to go and blow the dust off that one. That was one of the jingles that was playing on this radio station during this particular year. What else can I tell you about this year? Neil Kinnock met Ronald Reagan in Washington, D.C., whilst Margaret Thatcher visited Moscow. It did a lot of good for Margaret Thatcher. Didn't do a lot of good for Neil Kinnock because she was voted in for a third term in the general election during this particular year, and I will reveal all as far as the year is concerned after this great song from Eric Clapton, Behind the Mask. Teddy Brock in Forest Park is changing a tyre at the moment. Get the yo-yo mush for that sort of thing. Anyway, that's what I said to him on the phone a moment ago, and he won't behave. You've got the year absolutely right. Nice to speak to Carly in Clan Samlet this afternoon. 1 year out, Carly. Don't worry, I'm going to reveal all right now. Amanda, hello, afternoon to you. She's in Villingbowl. Got the year right. And also Mary in Corsairdin. Nice to speak to you. Pete in Gallatin, you are absolutely right as well. It was the year of the King's Cross fire in London. God, I remember that so well too. I was working in London at the time, as well as sort of whizzing back down here at the weekends and doing programs and stuff. And I always remember, I had no idea that fire was taking place because I was on the tube. I was trying to get home. I was living right at the end of the Northern Line in London at the time. So I had no idea what was going on. Although we did have to get off one particular train. I think it was at Euston. They said, we're all going to have to go get off the train. We couldn't go any further. So only when I got home to my flat, and my mum was desperately trying to get hold of me, did I realise what was going on. And she said, for goodness sake, put the news on. Put the news on TV. And there it was. And I'll never forget, you know, sort of using that station when eventually they reopened it a couple of weeks later, and you could see the burn marks on the roof when you're going sort of up and down the escalators. Stay, you know, images stay with you throughout your life, and that certainly does with me. What else can I tell you about this particular year? It was the year that Whitney Houston performed her number one best-selling record on Top of the Pops Live, I Want to Dance with Somebody. So, you nailed it, didn't you? Yeah, easy today. I say that. Maybe you didn't find it easy at all, but it was 1987. Yeah, 1987. That's what I was looking for. One of the biggest movies of the 80s was Flashdance. From the soundtrack, I've got Irene Cara to play soon, and the first ex-Beatle to get a solo number one, George Harrison, next. In that case, My Sweet Lord. Swansea Sound on a Tuesday afternoon. We're going movie soundtrack mad at the moment. We had a bit of Irene Cara with Flashdance, What a Feeling, and Aerosmith. Maybe you've seen the movie. Oh, it gets you right there. It really does. It is a bit of a tearjerker. It's Armageddon. I think that's the name of it. And Steven Tyler from Aerosmith, his daughter Liv Tyler is in that movie, alongside Ben Affleck, and Bruce Willis plays her dad in the film as well. And it's, I'm not really into those kind of movies, but you know, it's like a bit of a sort of a UFO theme about it. Well, it's like meteorites sort of crash landing into. I won't spoil it for you. And it's a really contrived way, I have to hold my hands up to this, to give a mention to the Swansea UFO Network, who are having their meeting tonight at the Welcome Inn in Clangavelloch. It's true. Steve Drewson and Evelyn Williams are going to be there discussing cases from the Suffon files, which sounds even more impressive than the X-Files, really. Swansea UFO. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's how they get the Suffon files, you see. It all kicks off tonight from 8 o'clock. What an album that was. In fact, they all were from Simply Red, weren't they? Men and Women was a big favourite of mine from the 80s. But arguably their most successful album was the one that was the title track to, Stars at Swansea Sound with the greatest hits of all time. It's coming around to 18 minutes to 4. Now, I hate name dropping. I was only saying this to Rod Stewart the other day. But I played a celebrity football match once with Mick Hucknall from Simply Red. And right in front of me, just before the game started, he bent over to do his bootlaces up, you know, as we're about to go on the pitch. I don't know whether he was trying to psych me out or anything. The only thing I remember vividly from that encounter was the fact that he's definitely a natural redhead. That's good to have a new single from Billy Ocean, isn't it? I say a new single, it is, of course, an old song that Billy's given his treatment to. The Four Tops had a hit with that originally, I think, didn't they? A simple game, bit of a Motown classic, and the original and the best celebration of Motown is back. It's Dancing in the Streets, Motown's greatest hits, coming to Swansea's Grand Theatre, Tuesday the 17th of May, so not far away this now. We've got your chance to win tickets throughout this week on Breakfast with Kev or Wiggy. You could be heading to the Grand Theatre. Imagine this, for 2 hours of chart-busting hits. All those Motown favourites. Great stuff. Guaranteed to have you dancing in the streets. It is called Dancing in the Street. It's celebrating over 50 years of Motown classics. And together with Swansea Sound, you've got a chance to win on Breakfast this week. We're updating your Tuesday afternoon travel next. And also Carly Simon to play.
Travel on Swansea Sound.
With the Trade Centre Wales. Your choice of over 1,000 cars available to drive away within 1 hour.
Oh, my word, it's 12 minutes to four. We were just shooting the breeze.
Causing chaos, aren't we?
We haven't seen each other for ages, so we were just having a little bit of a chinwag, and all of a sudden we thought, hey, Mosh, what's going on, mate?
This is my cue light.
Yeah, we better get to it. Right, what's going on, Jamie?
Problems as you head on the 465 away from the M4 Junction 43 towards Neath. An accident involving a lorry and three cars, causing problems for the 465 itself. The M4, if you're leaving the motorway, junction 36 even for Bridgend or San. The exit Slip Roads Park block, that's all down to another accident, this time involving four vehicles, causing slight delays on the approach. The main M4, though, all clear, and Swansea City Centre has no problems to be aware of. But if you do spot any problems, 01792 893031. With the latest on Swansea Sound, I'm Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie. Just to answer your question, by the way, you know that one that you asked me whilst the old travel jingle was playing? It's cleared up now.
Ah, right, okay.
Yeah, all right. Just thought I'd share that with you. Just in case you're worried, you know what I mean?
I'm glad about that.
You know, I mean, we can use different chairs if you want.
Sean Tilly.
One of the great love songs of the 1980s. John Waite and Missing You. If you like that sort of stuff, 80s Heaven kicks off our 70s and 80s Heaven. Saturday night as always, 6 till 10. Here at Swansea Sound, we'll do the 80s first for 4 hours, from 6 through till 10. And then 10 till 2, it'll be nothing but the 1970s. And a couple of songs to well and truly get you in the mood for that decade coming up very soon as well. Some TV talent show winners. Yeah, that stuff was happening during the 70s. That was a boom decade for it, actually, if you think about it. Lead vocalist was Marcel King, that group, coming up next. And we've also got Benny, Bjorn, Frida, and Agnetha.
The greatest hits of all time.
It'll be ABBA's Dancing Queen.
1170 Swansea Sound.
Yes, it was Marcel King, sadly no longer with us, who was the lead singer of Sweet Sensation. And they won New Faces back in, I think it must have been about 1974, had that huge number one, Sad Sweet Dreamer. It wasn't their only hit. There was a follow-up called Purely by Coincidence, which sounded exactly the same. And guess what? Yeah, we never heard from them again.
You don't know what's going on.
Hello, afternoon for the Hound Down. This is Swansea Sound on a Tuesday, playing You Too, With or Without You. Four Seasons as well, December 1963. Oh, what a night. That U2 track coming from the Joshua Tree as well brings back some great memories. I remember going to see U2 that year at, I think it would have been Cardiff Arms Park when that album was out. It was just an amazing concert. You know, every once in a while there's a concert that you just know you're going to remember forever. I haven't seen them since. Of course, they've got so many more songs. They had like another 30 years of songs to perform. In those days, it was a lot of the earlier stuff from the War album and also that album as well. Just great, great memories. I don't know if you've heard today that Matt Damon, you know, the Hollywood superstar, he's in the UK at the moment and he's filming a movie which is called Downsizing. It's all about a man who shrinks himself. He's been filming this anyway over here, and he was in a pub the other day with some friends, country pub, and Redbourne in Hertfordshire is where this particular boozer is. He was in there sort of necking down pints of Guinness and ordering food and all that sort of thing, and he gave each of the bar staff £70. Now, you might be thinking to yourself, he's a Hollywood star, he can afford it. Lots of Hollywood stars can afford it, but they don't do it. He did, £70. And apparently, there's a fellow working behind the bar there who's a student, and he was chatting to Matt, shooting the breeze, as you do, letting him know that, you know, it's a tough life being a student and everything else, and because he can barely pay the rent every month, and Matt apparently bunged an extra £100 in his direction. Never mind the born identity, born yesterday, I think. No, I mean, call me cynical. Each and every Saturday night, 6 through till 2 o'clock on a Sunday morning. It is 70s and 80s heaven here in Swansea Sound. We do the 80s first for 4 hours between 6 and 10. And then we do the 70s, 10 through till 2. That'll get you in the mood. Wonderful song. Fadden and Whitehead, Ain't No Stopping Us Now.
Greatest hits of all.
Check it in with your travel next.
1170 Swansea Sound.
Travel on Swansea Sound.
With the Trade Centre Wales. Your choice of over 1,000 cars available to drive away within 1 hour.
So which big David Bowie 80s hit was inspired by Eddie Cochran? Any ideas, Jamie Pritchard?
Oh, no.
Well, you're going to find out in just a moment. I'm going to play it for you after you with the latest. What's going on?
Oh, well, westbound on the M4 then. You can't leave Junction 36. Still, it's all down to this accident involving four vehicles. If you want to leave at 36, you'll have to go down to 37 and loop back round. With the latest here on Swansea Sound, I'm Jamie Pritchard.
So the Bowie 80s hit inspired by Eddie Cochran. You think of the classic, iconic Eddie Cochran look. And that's how you arrive at Blue Jean.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you see.
I learned something new every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's all absolutely useless stuff on this show, but you're right. You do learn something new every day.
Sean Tilley.
The greatest hits of all time. 1170 Swansea Sound.
Oh, yes. What a song. I mean, what a song. David Bowie. And Blue Jean at Swansea Sound. It's 7 minutes to five on this Tuesday afternoon as we head towards Tuesday evening, really, isn't it? With the greatest hits of all time. And what about this one from Rod Stewart?
Wake up, Maggie, I think I got something to say to you.
Elton John. Oh, stop it, Elton. Sorry seems to be the hardest word. 525, greatest hits of all time here at Swansea Sound. There's a village in France. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. Lanrella? Lanrella, perhaps? If it was Welsh, it'd be easy. It'd be Clanrellus. Anyway, this village apparently contains more cannabis plants than people. Police have found 900 of them in this particular village, which has 800 residents. So work it out. 800 residents, 900 cannabis plants. I have to do a little search on where this village is, just out of interest. French geography is pretty good. I bet it's the highest point of France. You know what I mean?
If you feel that you can't go on,
60s, number one for the Four Tops. Reach Out, I'll Be There. The original and best celebration of Motown is back. Dancing in the Streets, Motown's greatest hits. Coming to the Swansea Grand Theatre Tuesday the 17th of May. And we've got chances this week for you to win tickets as well. Tune in to Breakfast with Kev, who's back tomorrow. And you could be heading to the Grand Theatre for, imagine this, 2 hours of chart-busting hits guaranteed to have you dancing in the streets. It really is the most amazing night out. Find out how you can win those tickets with Kev when he returns to Breakfast tomorrow morning. And it's news, headlines and sport next. Johnny Nash, and I Can See Clearly Now with the greatest hits of all time here at Swansea Sound as we head home together on a Tuesday evening. It's 17 minutes to 6, got the huge hits hour tonight between 6 and 7, and Gareth Wynne-Jones is going to be here 7 till 10 tonight, and it's Late Night Love after 10 as well. I realise we're a little bit late on this, but a hen's tooth is coming up for, or as we say around this neck, in other words, a hen's tough. Write a song basically that's as rare as hen's tooth as far as play on the radio is concerned. You will not have heard this song on the radio for ages. It's coming up very soon. And also check in with Jamie next as we update your traffic and travel.
The greatest hits of all time. 1170 Swansea Sound.
Something else, or can update me on anything I've already mentioned, 01792 893031. With the latest on Swansea Sound, I'm Jamie Pritchard.
Thank you very much. Do you get to Bristol very often?
Do I get to Bristol?
Yeah.
Not as much as I want, no. Why?
It's funny this, you know, because a friend of mine recently said, because I really like Bristol, to be honest with you, and I met my other half in Bristol.
Right.
Although, if you're going to get technical, we didn't meet there, but we started going out together in Bristol, but that's another story.
Okay.
Don't really get bogged down in those sort of details. But somebody said to me recently that it's whiffing a bit of all things, right, of vinegar. And, well, no, it's true. It's not a joke or anything like that.
No, it's a joke.
It's funny because I was reading today that there's a reason for this. Apparently, council chiefs in Bristol, right, they're using, instead of weed killer now, cutting costs or whatever, they're using vinegar. So that would actually bail out what my friend was saying to me ages ago. Now, it got me thinking because I used to know somebody that works in a chocolate factory and put them off chocolate forever.
Yeah.
Then a really good mate of mine grew up in a pub. It put him off alcohol forever. He's been teetotal all his life. Would this put you off, if you were doing this, right, if you were whizzing around Bristol, for instance, right, instead of doing the traffic and travel on this show and trying to kill the weeds by using vinegar, would it put you off fish and chips?
I'm going to, well, yes, to some extent.
Yeah, I know. Can you imagine how horrendous that would be, particularly living in this neck of the woods, not wanting to eat fish and chips ever again because you're having to use it for weed killer.
Can you imagine not going to a certain restaurant opposite the Liberty?
I'm ahead of you on that one, yes.
Sean Tilley.
That's what I was thinking.
1170 Swansea.
Right, just wouldn't be the same, would it? Right, a little bit late on this, but usually the week star right about this time in the evening plays a song that's as rare as hen's teeth as far as play on the radio is concerned these days. I mean, for instance, when was the last time you heard this on the wireless? David Christie, Saddle Up.
Saddle Up and Ride Your Pony.
Yes, their own song and their own interpretation, which is the lesser played, let's be honest about it, because it's usually the Tabaris version that gets played, but the Bee Gees' wonderful rendition of More Than a Woman, which also featured on the Saturday Night Fever soundtrack. Greatest hits of all time here at Swansea Sound. Not much on TV tonight. EastEnders and... Oh, I never watch now. It's all doom and gloom in EastEnders. Bake Off is on tonight. Creme de la creme. I know loads of people love it and everything. Emmerdale at 7 o'clock. River Monsters sounds a bit interesting, though. Extreme angler Jeremy Wade investigates the mysterious deaths of fishermen in Alaska. That's on at 7:30 tonight. ITV Wells, One Born Every Minute is on Channel 4 later. Oh, hey! This is a show I do like to watch. My Mum's Hotter Than Me on Channel 5. Of course, naturally. That's at 10 o'clock tonight. Or, as it should be retitled, Mutton Dressed as Lamb. Because not in any case ever is the mum hotter than her.
I see trees of green.
Oh, what a that song. It's Louis Armstrong and What a Wonderful, Wonderful World. Thanks very much for your company today. I'm going to be back Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock. Huge Hits Hour coming up next. Then Gareth Wynne from 7.
11 to 70, Swansea Sound. Aircheckdownloads.com.